Welcome to today's spiritual practice, a visualization designed to commemorate the beginning of a new journey. That's why it occurs early in the pages of my book, Contemplating Lent. It's meant to begin us on the journey of accompanying Jesus in the desert and on the journey to death and resurrection. The most successful experiences I have had with visualizations are the times I accessed some childlike imagination and playfulness and allowed myself to go beyond where those written words would have taken me if I had just stuck with the script. Like most spiritual practices, it is wise to begin a visualization by reading or listening through the entire description to get a big picture about what specifically is going to happen. After going through the whole thing, I recommend taking it bit by bit. I will take the description slowly, but I encourage you to make judicious use of the pause button. When you want to spend some extra time at a step, please do so. Taking the suggestions about sensory input is a very important part of the process. Do not rush through the experience of noticing the textures, temperatures, tastes, and sounds. If your imagination takes you somewhere new, continue to ask yourself what it feels, smells, and sounds like where you are. On one level, the description below pictures the way that some of us celebrate the ritual of baptism. But if you are doing this as a Lenten practice, it's worth keeping in mind that Jesus' own baptism occurred right before his time in the desert. It is, in a sense, a prologue to one of the things that Lent traditionally focuses on. Let's begin. Find yourself sitting at a table on the shore of a beautiful lake. It's almost uncomfortably warm, but a gentle breeze comes in, carrying dampness and cooling to a nearly perfect temperature. Look up and note that the sky is so very blue. If you would like, loved ones are nearby. They do not have to be. You get up and observe the stone staircase. It leads down and into the lake. Over and around these steps is an elaborate gate, a sort of trellis. Vines and flowers are woven into it. The grass is soft under your bare feet. If you are ready, walk to the gate and open it. Hear the sound of the metal clanging. The scraping on the stone isn't too jarring. You begin to walk the first several steps down. They are above the waterline. The stones are smooth, but much firmer than the grass. At that third step, you find yourself ankle deep. The water is only a bit of a shock. On the fourth step, you look up to meet the gaze of a kind teacher. It might be someone you know, a mentor, perhaps. It could be Jesus. This person might not be alive now, and yet they are here with you. The teacher smiles. You smile. You are knee-deep now in this refreshing water. When you are chest-deep, You find yourself next to the teacher. The teacher's arms are firm. You trust them as you lean back and are lowered all the way into the water. There is some fear. It is unnatural to be underwater, trusting in another. The teacher, of course, lifts you back up. Feel the cool water running down your hair and your face. Hear the words, "This is my wonderful child. I am well pleased in them." Where are these words coming from? You cannot be sure. The strange, welcoming lake does not get deeper than this. You are not meant to go back out the gate you came into today. You are beginning something new, and that is on the other side. Walk across the lake. The teacher will come with you while you are in the water. He might speak to you. Walk across the water, feeling its coolness. Hear the words that the teacher says to you. This is the beginning of an adventure. You will return to this shore you set out from. But not today. By now, you've reached the far shore, the one opposite your gate. What waits for you there? Will the teacher come with you? Continue this visualization if you wish. This concludes my guiding words. If you would like to continue to explore spiritual practices through the Easter season, you can find Contemplating Lent at Amazon. Links are available at the Faithing Project website. This has been Jeff. Thanks for joining us.